This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS foodie champ at Pasto Amelino in Saratoga. With me, Chef Peter Amelino. Good to see you, brother. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Liam. Thanks for coming down.
Always a pleasure. I'm always happy because there's always wine in the glass. What are we drinking?
This is the 2015 Plumed Horse Cuvée by Testarossa. It's a Pinot Noir from Doctor's Vineyard.
My word. From the goblet to our palate. Here we go. Wow. That's a wee gift from the gods right there.
Delicious, yeah.
Chef, so many people know you. A dozen years, Plumed Horse. A staple here. Fine dining. Michelin starred. But now you've gone casual. February of this year, you opened Pasta Amelino. Here we are, sitting at the counter. Pasta, to you, take me back, your relationship with it. Do you remember your first bowl, when it made a difference to you?
My first bowl of pasta. Actually, you know, I've eaten pasta coming from an Italian family my whole life, but it was like a once-a-week thing. My father, even though he's the Amelino in the Pasta Amelino, was not the biggest fan of pasta.
What?
Yeah. No pasta, no rice, and no pizza, but go figure.
So he's a skinny dude, is he?
Yeah, he is a skinny guy. But, yeah, my first bowl of pasta... It would be mom's Sunday gravy, of course.
Ah.
Yeah.
Memories.
Yeah, memories.
So here in Saratoga, nothing like it. This is, how would you define it, firstly, in terms of the pasta that's on the menu? What are you pulling from, drawing from here?
Well, it's a small menu. There's only 10 items, 12 items actually, two dessert items. But with a 12-item menu, it's important to me that we use things that are in season. We use things that are reflective of what time of the year it is. So right now we have our summer menu going. We're going to change it a couple times a year. But it basically pasta is the vehicle for me to get my flavors to the guests. So even though we're going from like a 5 or 6 pan pickup. To now a one pan pickup, meaning everything is cooked in one pan.
Sure.
I bring the fine dining sensibilities and techniques, but this is basically just taking those flavors and presenting them in a more comfortable, rustic style, very approachable, very simple.
You're still getting elevated cuisine, but in a casual setting, right?
And at a very reasonable price point.
We like that.
Yeah,
we like affordable.
We do like affordable.
I'm looking at the wall here, Chef. It says pasta specials, yeah. Italian, summer, truffles, ricotta, gnocchi.
Yeah. Well, that was, I wanted to do specials, too, because with 6 items on the menu, I don't want the guests to ever get bored, and sure. I don't want the cooks to get bored. So we got a batch of just beautiful Italian summer truffles. And, why not pair them with something as simple as a really light ricotta gnocchi?
We're going to talk about this dish right before me in just a moment. Little empire here, Chef, in Saratoga.
Yeah.
Plumed Horse across the street.
Yeah.
Up the street, almost next door, you've got the chocolatier.
Yeah.
Chocolate, pasta,
yeah.
Michelin starred, fine dining. What's next?
God, maybe a pizza place. That would be great, huh? Love pizza.
What's your favorite pizza?
I had a pizza in Italy. It was 1998. I was in Alba during the white truffle season, and I had a white truffle pizza with eggs, ricotta cheese, mozzarella, and just shaved over the entire thing was white truffles, and it was like 40,000 lira, which at the time was about $40, which quite a bargain because truffles are about $4,000 a pound now, white truffles.
I never want to see a bill with... The number's 40,000 on it ever.
Yeah.
But I guess it's okay if it's in lira.
You know, I was living the fantasy at that time.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you had a little fantasy recently, but it was real with your lovely wife, Sammy. Went to Italy. I know for you.
Oh, that fantasy, yeah.
Hello. I know for you, travels, getting away with Sammy, but also traveling and finding inspiration, I know is important to you. So tell me about the most recent trip you and Sammy enjoyed together.
Well, to commemorate my 50th year on the Earth.
Let's drink to that.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers to you.
So 50 years of traveling and being on the Earth, I decided that we'd go to Italy, to the motherland, Parmesan, Parma, Modena, Emilia-Romagna. We went to Florence.
I'm drooling, chef. Yeah, I'm drooling.
God, it was amazing. It was amazing. We flew into Florence on my birthday.
Nice.
And my wife put together just a tailored list of every spot we ever really wanted to go to. We kind of traced in the footsteps of the late great Anthony Bourdain and Michael White on their No Reservations trip to Emilia-Romagna. That was
one of the best shows.
Oh yeah, it was the inspiration for that.
And you actually share a birthday with Tony Bourdain.
Yeah, that's
June 25th, right?
Yeah, we do share that same birthday, June 25th. So it was a nice. I mean, it was kind of honestly, it was like an homage. It was sad to, to celebrate that a month or so, a couple of weeks after his passing, but.
And this trip had been planned.
Yeah.
For that to happen, I'm not going to take us down a dark hole here, but here's a guy who
inspired us all.
Inspired us all, motivated us all.
Yeah. And a voice for the people, a voice for people in our profession. Every time I hear his voice, it's...
Well, he encouraged Americans to travel to parts of the world that perhaps they feared. He reminded us that sitting and breaking bread at a table with anyone from anywhere and anywhere was the thing to do, and it's what it's our shared humanity. It's the great equalizer, eating good food and learning new things about a new culture, perhaps with a stranger.
Yeah. Well, you know, we tried to honor that spirit of adventure, and we went to some small little towns that Waze got us lost several times trying to get to. At one point, driving through.
By the way, I think the Italians I think they've hacked the Waze system. Oh, I think they do that just to mess with the visitors. I think so. Oh. Sammy's agreeing back there. Yeah.
We were in the Fiat 500 convertible, little tin can, and on dirt roads. And oh boy,
you have to have a small car over there because a big car won't fit down the lanes. You know.
Yeah. No. I mean, our luggage barely fit in the back of it. But yeah, we had the good fortune to meet some incredible people along the way. We went to a 75 wheel a day production facility for Parmesan Reggiano. We encountered a gentleman who told us about his factory of prosciutto, and we were expecting to go behind the door and see 20 hams hanging back there.
Sure.
And he had 200,000 hams hanging in his actual factory.
And you met the pigs as well, didn't you? The little ones on four legs.
Yeah, we went and had the experience of a lifetime and had culatello and met pigs and farmed, and it was great. It was fantastic.
Was the one meal highlight, one culinary highlight from the trip?
We had an impromptu picnic in the hills of Modena at our beautiful agriturismo, Podere Praziano, and without a doubt one of the nicest places I've ever stayed, nicer than some four-star hotels.
Yeah.
But we had a sunset picnic with hams procured from my friend Pino, and beautiful cheeses, and a black summer truffle, and a bottle of sparkling Vermentino.
Man.
And
you just took me there.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing.
You know, yeah. And the chef, the Italians just have it down. We can learn from them, but they just have it down in terms of their balance of work and play, family time, precious time with loved ones. They do it well. They do it the best.
You know, time away with my best friend is always a really good idea.
Yeah,
it's a really...
You want to go back there. You're still... I can see you're back there. You're...
Italy, Greece, Spain, France, anywhere. Just the time together to experience, slow down and experience those other cultures and meet those other people and have those adventures and travel and eat good food and drink good wine, because life's too short, right?
Life is too short, and I think it makes it all worthwhile. I think any time we can travel and learn something new about cultures, food, and see how other people do it elsewhere, it's important for us all, yeah.
It's very, very inspiring. It's very, not just for this restaurant, for the one across the street, the one with the shiny Michelin star.
Yeah.
Or just really breakfast at home. Everything tastes better. Everything tastes sweeter.
Yeah. Well, you know, and also when we talk about farm to table and slow food, literally in most corners of Italy, there aren't many supermarkets. Everyone really does get their food from the backyard or from the farmer's market. It is a thing. If you've got food on your table, guaranteed it came from within 5 miles.
Yeah, it has to come from someplace. Someplace doing the right thing. But that agriturismo that we stayed in, she baked bread every morning. She made all her jams from all her orchards on the property. It was phenomenal. It was really phenomenal to see that kind of level to attention to detail and that level of commitment for someone who's running a bed and breakfast in the middle of literally nowhere.
You know, one other thing I learned just meeting winemakers in Italy, and you know, I would ask a number of winemakers, how many cases do you produce? 6,000. What are your plans for growth? We have no plans for growth. We make this, we hope people like it, and that is it. There's no ambition to have to push the production to 10,000 to 15,000. They make just enough to have a comfortable life.
That's it. Yeah, the dolce vita, yeah?
Yeah, that's it, my friend. Yeah. Listen, we were in the kitchen together. I did the watching. You did the cooking. Let's talk about this dish, Chef, us.
It's been almost a catalyst for this restaurant's existence. You know, at the Plumtoris, I always love to cook pasta. I love to incorporate pasta into the menu, whether it was as a garnish for one of the courses or as a staple itself. For an appetizer, you know, I love pasta. So this dish has been something that I've done off and on for the last couple of years.
I'm eating as you talk.
It's across the street we did the hand rolled cavatelli. Here we do an extruded pasta, gnocchetti sardi.
Yeah.
We do it with a mix of sautéed mushrooms, mushroom stock, truffle butter, mascarpone, Parmesan cheese, and a little bit of truffle oil to finish with a little sprinkling of Parmesan and chives. It's pretty flawless for what it is. It's a year-round favorite. It's something that goes really lovely with the Pinot Noir, really brings out the earthiness of the mushrooms, goes really nice with the truffle. And, you know, the bread that we make in-house every day, the sourdough bread, can't really beat the combination of the three together.
Listen, my low-carb diet starts tomorrow. Listen, that in one bite, a little taste of heaven, delish pasta. I'm going to be saving that for my dinner tonight. So, Pasta Amalino here in Saratoga. Might there be more one day?
I would like to have one in every little town from Burlingame on down. Menlo Park, Palo Alto, Mountain View. Let's do them all. Everybody needs a Pasta Amalino in their life.
Listen, I have it in my life. I'm coming back for more. Folks, you heard it here first. Chef, always a treat to talk to you. Continued success. Thank you always for breaking bread with me. Folks at home, if you've not been to Pasta Amalino, do yourself a favor. Right here in Saratoga, across from Plumed Horse. So here's what I say. I say come here for maybe a glass of wine, a little bowl of pasta, then go over to Plumed Horse for the full-on experience, and then wrap it up with some chocolates. By the way, your chocolates from next door, you can actually enjoy at Plumed Horse, right?
That is correct, yes. We have our chocolates made by Angelica for the Plumed Horse Chocolaterie, and we serve them in the Plumed Horse.
Listen, 50 is the new 40. You're looking great right there, my friend. Always a treat. One last one. Salut. A little taste here. And by the way, if you think I just visit you so I can come and eat and drink your wine and your food, you are so correct. Folks, he's a great chef with a great story. More on Chef Peter Amalino, you'll find it, plus the recipe we're going to share with you on this delish pasta dish at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.